What's going on?
Hey Justin, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry about my issues on this end.
No worries, man. It's good to hear your voice. I feel like trade thousands of emails and thousands of texts and rarely connect by voice, so I'm excited to do this with you.
Likewise. Likewise, man. Absolutely. No, I mean,
Welcome back to
for
Beyond the
nothing of
Uniform. Of
course.
course,
Yeah,
if you are a regular listener, you know that normally on
yeah,
our
of course.
show, we meet with military veterans to learn about
Not
their
the same
civilian
regret to
career,
me.
what they do,
Didn't go
how
through
they
the
got
whole
there, and
effort.
advice
You know,
on how to
better to
do
be
the
able to kind
same.
of
Today,
give
though,
folks a
is
little
a
bit of a
special
reason
occasion, as we'll
behind
get
maybe
into in
how we
just
kind
a
of got
second.
here.
So I wanted to break from our normal format to
Yeah,
try
hopefully this is
something
definitely
new.
different. And I don't know. It's pretty cool that we're at this point. So.
Totally agree. No, I love the info you put together, and I'm great. I was telling Rebecca last night, I'm like, yeah, you put all this information together. It's actually a relief to me, and also kind of like seems fitting to have you go through a lot of it, and excited to have your voice on the show.
Yeah, I just hope I don't screw
Said everyone I've
it
ever interviewed, except maybe Robert Irving. Cool.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's kick this off then. Well, joining me today in Huntsville, Alabama, my co-host for episode number 300 is the one, the only Steve Bain. Steve, welcome to the 300th episode.
Hey, Justin, it's really good to be here. I'm shocked we made it to 300. That's awesome.
Well, I've said it to you, but I might as well share it with our audience too. And I'm sure we'll get into a little bit about the history of Beyond the Uniform as part of our 300th celebration, but over a year ago, Steve had reached out to me and asked how he could help. And normally, you know, that I get when I see things like that, it just feels like too much work to bring someone on. And was just at a point where I was open to the help, and am so grateful that I took you up on that and gave you free rein. And you know, I've said this to you many times before, but it's 100% true. Like I know for a fact. We would not be at episode 300 without you. I know that I have gone through many peaks and troughs in terms of my energy with Beyond the Uniform, and you have just shouldered more than three people's fair share of responsibility with Beyond the Uniform, and everything from the newsletter to the quality of guests we have on the show to the preparation, like all the things that you do behind the scenes, the kind of the Hemi engine behind Beyond the Uniform that has really given me a second wind and allows me to just kind of focus on the interviews. And so it is very, very justifiable that you're on this call, because I think a lot of listeners have heard your name mentioned and maybe gotten a small glimpse of what you do behind the scenes, but you're a big part of why we've made it to this big milestone.
Well, very humbled and flattered you'd say all that. I mean, now that you've complimented me, I can sign off the call, right? But no, it's just, man, it's just been so awesome. I was a listener of the show. I had been emailing you with some suggestions here and there. I finished my MBA program, and I sort of wanted to give back still, and was kind of used to that high op tempo, if you will, of work. And I just, I probably caught you in a moment of weakness or something. But I'm really glad it worked out, and really thankful for the trust that you give me and Rick and all the other folks on the team that, hey, this is your car, drive it like you own it. And it's just been awesome to kind of scratch my entrepreneurial itch on someone else's dime, like we've always talked about, right? So, it's been awesome, and I really appreciate you having me on the team.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a turning point for me. I look back on most of my management time with Storybox, and I feel like I had a great team, but held things so closely. You know, when you have something that's your baby, and so it led to me micromanaging and doing more than I should myself, and it was really a turning point of seeing with you, and then with Rick and Andrew and the others, seeing how much better Beyond the Uniform is by not being exactly mine, and seeing it's just every aspect of the show and the program has been better for your and Kathleen and everyone's involvement. And I think it kind of was a helpful development milestone for me to realize, like, man, when you have great people and give them a lot of autonomy, like what you get is so much better than what I would get on my own.
Yeah, it's just like Jocko says, right? You need to just kind of detach from the situation a little bit. And that's given you the vision to, kind of help us kind of think through our values and what's next as I kind of get down the weeds with, you know, the other folks and just try to execute. So yeah, no, it's been awesome. I think it's worked really well. Hopefully, you know, our listener base can tell with the quality of the interviews and the quality of our quote unquote product. So, you know, I'm excited for the feedback to keep rolling in.
Awesome. Well, for listeners, just to kind of set stage, we're doing this a little bit more like a Saturday episode, a little bit of free form, and that's maybe not giving full tribute to Steve. In the last couple of weeks, we've been trading emails, and he's just been doing, as always, a ton of the heavy lifting of thinking through how to use this milestone, how to kind of celebrate what we've gotten to here. And so the format is just kind of maybe a little bit of a glimpse back on how we got here. Steve has a lot to share around some of the success stories that have gone on behind the scenes with our guests that you might not know about up front. And then I'll kind of chime in on some of the listener success stories. We opened it up through our newsletter to you to hear about how Beyond the Uniforms impacted your life. And so I'll share some of those stories. And then we want to definitely give a pat on the back to so many people who have helped us get here. So we'll go through some of that as well. And so with that, I'll turn things over to my co-host, and Steve, give you free rein to drive the ship here.
Sure. Great. So, you know, for the folks that have been with us a long time, you know how this all got started, but I was just thinking, just to provide some context for folks that are relatively new to the podcast or they're just tuning in, Justin, what led you to start Beyond the Uniform, and how do you explain to new listeners why you started this? And not only started it, but continue to put up with me pushing you to do two episodes a week for the past year and a half.
Yeah, it's the full version you can find in episode 100, which at the time felt like a big milestone, and now it feels like several lifetimes ago. But my story was, I was at the Naval Academy. I went to submarine, spent 5 years there, got out, went to business school. And business school was a really eye-opening experience. Like I like to share that I had coffee with a classmate who was an investment banker, and I literally thought he was a teller at a bank. I didn't know that investment banking is a $1 trillion industry and a major hiring spot for veterans even. And so that kind of set me down my own path of entrepreneurship and kind of starting a tech company and raising a bunch of venture capital. And maybe 5 years or 6 years into that journey, my wife and I were down in San Francisco. We were meeting up with one of her good friends, Chris Starr and Heather Starr. And Chris is a great guy. He's in the Marine Corps, just got out of the Marine Corps, actually. He had put together a surprise birthday party for Heather and got together with a bunch of their friends. And a lot of them obviously were from the military community. And for me at that point, I had felt pretty distant from the military community. Kind of when I got to business school, I went hardcore civilian, and that was just kind of a chapter that was closed on my life. And so when I was talking to the guys and gals there and listening to them do what we all do, which is kind of bitch and moan about things, and the flavor of bitching and moaning was about what are we going to do when we get out, and it kind of resurfaced this problem that I face, that everyone faces, which is it's a pretty thick curtain of not knowing when you're in the military what you're going to do when you get out. And so that planted the seed. I wanted to do something around solving that problem. And I remember I was in Portland, Oregon. I was on a layover on a flight, and I was talking to a good friend of mine from the Naval Academy, Scott McKee. We had been spitballing ideas, but I had this kind of epiphany where at the time I was listening to Tim Ferriss, and I just thought, like, dude, this is a great format. The guy just needs to meet great people and ask good questions. He doesn't have to come up with the material himself. And that was relieving for me because I found it was pretty daunting on top of a job to think of like contributing back to the military. I just didn't have the time to kind of come up with my own curriculum. And so that was kind of the inception point for Beyond the Uniform. And, you know, to your other point, I think what's kept me going is it has been really inspirational is not too strong of a word. Like coming from not having been super connected to the military community and reconnecting with them, that the sense I get every episode is like, man, this is a good group of people. The people I interview, the feedback we get from the audience, you know, we may differ on religion, politics, favorite movies, ice cream flavor. We may have like very little overlap in terms of personal taste. And yet what I know of every single person who's put on the uniform is like, these are good people who are willing to put aside their self-interest in service of our country. And, you know, we all swear that oath. Obviously, many of us never are called good on having to give our life, but we are, I think we're all prepared to do that. And that takes a certain caliber of people and certainly certain characteristics and a certain heart trait to do that. And so that's definitely helped me keep going. And then also just seeing the impact in terms of the incredible people we get on the show and just the success stories, some of which we'll share with you today, kind of breathe fresh air into the sail of making it worthwhile to keep on trudging on this.
Sure. I just had one point I thought of while you were talking. You know, what's been so cool about this is you continue to meet really great people, just like in the military. Like the highest compliment you can get in the military is someone's coming into your unit and say, hey, do you know Justin? Yeah, man, Justin's a good dude. Mm. That's like the penultimate compliment you can get. And I just feel like with this podcast, we just continue to get those good dudes, dudettes, right, who are just really great people trying to do great things. And it's just been awesome to sit back and kind of cherry pick all the knowledge that they've accumulated and just kind of hone that. So
yeah, and you know, I love that too. And I one of the things that's been humbling is obviously it's an embarrassingly big stroke to my ego when we get, I mean, you get some incredible people. So it's like this humbling experience to talk to them, and that's always rewarding. But what's most surprising for me is, you know, again, this is embarrassing to admit, but some of the people that I interview where I'm like just rushing from one thing to the next, I hop on the call, I'm like, who is this person? I've never even heard of them. Like, what are they doing? It's probably not even that, you know, I get all in my own stupid cycle. And then I'm just floored by the caliber of their advice and what they're doing in the world and who they are. And so even 300 episodes in, like, I feel like my ability to predict what's going to be a great interview or what's going to really nourish and inspire me, I'm so poor at that. And I think it's helpful for me to remember that, because as we get these just incredible headliners, to realize that some of the most memorable episodes, some of the ones that have had the most resonance with me, aren't the people who are running Fortune 100 companies. Like, they're companies that you may have never heard of or just never thought of, and yet they are incredible people. And I like to call that out, especially as we're getting heavier and heavier hitters, that there's so many incredible stories, and it doesn't necessarily need to be this, like, you know, name that you've read in the headlines before.
Yeah, right. Whether it's a guy trying to clear his head riding a motorcycle from Alaska to Argentina or a celebrity chef who just hustled in New York till she got her break. It's like we all kind of have the same thread, and it's just relentless pursuit of what we want, you know, and it's just been awesome to be able to highlight some of those stories with names you know and names you don't know. And I think I almost look forward more to the people we don't know and hearing how they grind it out versus someone who's a little bit more in the public spotlight.
Totally.
Real quick, one last question before we kind of move on to some metrics. But the big thing in the veteran community is, as you transition, you kind of got to put yourself out there, right? You got to have a presence on LinkedIn, and you got to ask for the informational interviews, and you have to network. What's it been like for you, literally having your voice for hundreds of hours be out there as you put yourself out there into the ether?
It's a mixed bag. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. I actually don't mind the interviews, and I actually really, I think one of the highlights for me now is the Saturday episodes. Like, I actually really enjoy kind of the vulnerability, putting myself out there. I view that as kind of an act of contribution, and that makes me, that actually, I usually leave those types of interviews more energized. So that is funny. And I think it's because, you know, I'm at best looking at the video screen of someone I'm interviewing. And then sometimes I'm just staring at a mic in our guest room that I use it as an office, right? So it's like, it doesn't feel like hundreds of people are listening to it. It doesn't feel as vulnerable as if I was up on a stage in front of 300 people. I think that'd feel pretty different. And that might change what I was sharing, good or bad. The harder part for me is just kind of where I'm at personally. I'm a little bit more sensitive to things that energize me and get me excited and things that really drain my energy. And in this moment in time, I just I feel fatigued about the hustle mentality and kind of the sometimes when I log on to Facebook, which I'm trying to do less and less, it's like everyone is publishing an ebook and everyone is claiming to have some answer to make money or lose weight or live a better life. It's like it just feels like everyone is shouting and no one's listening. And so some of the hiccups I've had, and I honestly I've used at least two or three of my sessions with an executive coach I work with to talk about this, is on the one hand, I know that part of growing beyond the uniform is promoting it more on social channels and talking about it more and doing more Facebook Lives or things like that. And also being honest of like, God, that just doesn't feel like me. Like, I don't mind sharing all these things. But I don't know if it's right for me right now to be heavily, selling, you know, I've done so much selling in my life that I'm like, I'm kind of fatigued at it. And so that's kind of maybe a haphazard answer, but I feel like I'm in a moment of kind of questioning what's right for me and balancing that with what's right with for Beyond the Uniform in terms of kind of personal promotion and kind of selling or kind of being a little bit more socially visible.
Yeah, well, so has this podcast provided you many or any leads for your startups or like your personal businesses that you're running?
It hasn't. You know, that's one of the things too. I have kind of just taken the quick reflective 300 look at things. I feel like, and you and I have kind of chatted about this on email and texts. I feel like when I mess up with Beyond the Uniform is when I try to make it something it's not. And I think that, I'm sure I'll continue to kind of struggle with this, but when I've tried to make it about, can this be a funnel for my business or can this generate money? Could this be something I do more than just a few hours a week? It feels like I start to bastardize it and make it into something it's not meant to be. And it almost feels like kind of just like plotting the flower and let it grow the way it needs to. When I've given it more space and allowed more people to be involved and be a little bit more open to happenstance, I think it does better. And so I haven't really put a lot of effort into like, you know, can I did that maybe in the hundreds episodes. I was like reaching out to people I interviewed and trying to like talk to them about Storybox, and it just didn't sit well with me. I don't think it probably landed with them either. So there may be, maybe down the road, there tends to be something there. But I think the way that I view it this moment is like, it's an act of giving back. And I get something out of it, which is, I'm meeting incredible people and I'm like, I almost view it as like mentorship. It's like scratching that itch if I'm learning from so many different people. And I think for now that's sufficient.
Sure. Well, we'll keep moving because we can talk about this all day. But just to provide listeners some context, you know, we always keep talking about the growth and how it's great to see that growth. But I wanted to give you some metrics so we actually track this stuff. So just in the past year, we've seen the episode downloads increase by 106%. We're now heard in 78 different countries. Our website traffic has increased by 89%. And our newsletter subscription has increased by 92%. So thank you to all those of you who have forwarded the newsletters. You have been in the barracks or something and you've told your friend about what you're listening to. We really appreciate, you know, all the groundwork that has helped us spread the word on this resource.
And just to add to and that's with, I think Rick, we gave Rick a experimental budget of like $80. Like it's basically $80 in marketing budget to like play around with ads. Like that is like Steve said, we really appreciate it. That is 100% word of mouth and just kind of organic stuff that we do minimally on social channels. And so it's really a testament to the community spreading the word, because it's not like we spend any money trying to raise awareness.
Yeah. I mean, as I tell folks that are potential sponsors, like, you and I don't get rich on this. We don't make money on this. Every dime we get goes right back into hosting fees or advertising fees. So Rick and all of his $80 was able to do quite a bit on Facebook and LinkedIn. So, you know, we just appreciate the support, you know, from everyone. I do want to kind of move on into how I kind of see beyond the uniform what the true power of this resource is, and that's being the connective tissue. You know, as I alluded to before, it's just about good people helping good people, right? And it's been really cool for me as I kind of have my hands on the, you know, web at the top of this thing. You know, I can see someone over here who reaches out to us that needs a resource, and then I have someone in a queue as our past guest or like in our Rolodex that I know they can help this person. So it's been really awesome for me to connect people that don't know the other person exists, and then to see them kind of flourish. So I have an example here. So in episode 27, we interviewed Katie Horgan, and as a side hustle, she runs a veteran-owned collective. Veteran Collective is a side passion project that she does, and she uses social media to help veteran-owned businesses gain exposure to potential customers. And she does this all for free. And her sole purpose is just to put out social media content promoting people that are veterans and own businesses or people that want to purchase products from veteran-owned businesses. There are over 2.2 million veteran-owned businesses in the U.S., and they're really not serviced very well by like a niche marketing or promoting system to help them get the exposure that they deserve. So what Katie's trying to do is bridge that gap. So it's been neat for me as folks, both that we've had on the show and folks that want to get on the show, but you know, we just can't squeeze them in or we've already done interviews of that nature. It's been cool for me to connect them with Katie and then see Katie post their stuff on her content and then see those businesses get traction. So we've done 15 of those where I've linked up either a past guest or someone who wants to be on the show with Katie. So real quick, I'll run through them. Brian Dougherty from 235, he is with the Declan James Watch Company. Mike Namath, 209 from Emblem Athletic. Ryan Hogan, 230 from Hunt the Killer. Sarah Ford, 260 with Ranch Road Boots. Matt Griffin, 237, Combat Flip Flops. Mike Stedman, 205 with Ironbound Boxing. Him and Katie actually now do a couple different coffee talks and chats, and they've posted multiple videos of them just meeting up. John Gossert, 109 from Good World. Prime All 242 with Underwater Torpedo League, Beth Finbo 214, who runs the company Busy Baby Matt, Brian Rutherford 298 from Claudine Wines, Aaron Barnes 310 that's coming out in a few weeks from Keto Butter, and then here's a couple folks that we chose not to do interviews with, but I still wanted to help them. So John Schmidt runs a business called Listen Local Huntsville, Jacob Cervantes who runs a watch company called Sangin Instruments. Ashley Holzman helps market for a company called Army Flashcards. And then Nick Adkins, a guy I serve with who is up in Alaska, has a company called Permafrost Beard. So it's just been cool as I make the connection with Katie. And about 3-4 weeks later, I see content on Katie's feeds showing her promoting these people. So it's been cool to give back to those folks. You know, it's just people helping people.
I love that. And yeah, you're great at that of just kind of, and I know we've got a lot of other examples we're covering, but you're great at kind of like playing matchmaker and just kind of helping people. It seems like that's been a recurring problem from people in the military is like, we don't know what resources are out there. It's true on the veteran side too. Like we often don't know who else is out there, and you've done a great job of bridging that gap.
Yeah, thank you. And so I would say to listeners, you can go direct to Katie. You don't have to go through the middleman, you know, me, but, you know, you should follow her content. And if you know of someone with a business or if you have a business, reach out directly and you know, see if she can help you out with some exposure. Moving on, Mike Stedman from 205, he runs Ironbound Boxing. And then Mike Namath from 209, he runs Emblem Athletic. Pretty cool here. You know, so Mike's interview came out about 2 weeks before, Mike Stedman's interview came out about 2 weeks before Mike Namath. Mike Namath heard about Stedman's nonprofit where he's helping kids in Newark get off the streets and learn how to box and provide a positive influence on their life. He donated a bunch of boxing apparel to the nonprofit boxing gym to help those kids look the part and feel the part. And Justin, I know you have more on this one too.
Yeah, it was great. He heard the interview and gave him a call like and within a week was seeing mic in person, the two mics connecting. And so it's like, you know, I love what Mike Stedman's doing. And Mike Nemeth, you know, he is just a kindred soul in terms of just super scrappy as an entrepreneur and just really hustling. And the fact that he sought out Mike Stedman to help them out in what they're doing is just another example of a way of giving back and helping each other out wherever we can.
Sure. Also, I linked up some winos, right? So Leon Tackett from 282, he's got Tackett Vineyards out in California. He just cut an episode live with Brian Rutherford with Claudine Wines. You know, that may pan out, that may not, but it just seems like those two people with those two veteran backgrounds in that niche industry should know each other. It just can't hurt. it's been cool as well as we added the alumni update. The alumni update section to the newsletter. As I reach back out to past guests and see kind of what they're up to, it's just really kind of created a sense of community. And you know, some guests are more connected than others. Some guests respond more than others. But it's just been awesome, I think, to be able to follow people's successes. I mean, for example, we just had a post go up about Taylor Justice, and he's has some amazing deals that his company is cutting with Unite Us. I mean, they just signed a deal with CVS and, you know, and with Kaiser Permanente. I mean, massive, massive deals. And it's just crazy to think that, I think it was back in episode 13, we had him on with this fledgling startup, and now he's just having a wild, wild success.
That's awesome.
Okay. So we've had a lot of guests that have their own businesses, obviously, and they've offered promo codes, and we just wanted to call them, you know, them out and thank you. There's no way that we could possibly quantify how much money our guests have saved. Like, we don't see that data. We don't track that data. But just want to say thank you to Combat Flip Flops, Deep End Fitness, Declan James Watch Company, Skull Candy, Claudine Wines, Warfighter Hemp, Bottle Breacher, Range Road Boots, and Busy Baby Map. It's, you know, it's just been great. I know I've utilized those a lot. I'm about to order more wine. So some of that's selfish, right, where I want to get a wine guy to come on so he can cut us a discount to get cheap wine. But hopefully folks, you know, that are out there listening to this show can utilize those as well. We talked about our alumni and how some are more engaged than others. And, you know, whatever level of engagement they're willing to give us is awesome. But some of the alumni have been really, really critical to our success. And I'll just call out a few of them. And, you know, this is only for my time with the show since last May, so I'm sure there's some connections I'm missing, but the first one I want to call is Tim Cochran from ACP. He was in episode 151, and he connected us to Michael Quinn, obviously a huge social media influencer, retired sergeant major, episode 264. Also connected us to Scott Davidson, episode 241 from GCO. Scott then connected us to Ken Falk and Leon Tackett, who helped run Boulder Crest Retreat, and then also Justin Constantine. So it's just really cool to pull the thread on Tim, for example, and see all the amazing content that he was able to help us get just because he was willing to recommend a few people within his network.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's tough too, because, you know, we get so many people reaching out who volunteer to be on the show, and then we have kind of the surveys we do. And so the outreach we do from that, but the alumni intros make a big difference because, you know, we know if we've interviewed them, they're kind of on point for the message we're trying to share. And then they can find someone who's in line with that. So it just really helps us get a hold of guests who are going to further the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And one person who's helped us do that is John Fendel, episode 199. Just a great man, great historian. He's been a really good friend, but not shocking that he would know Charlie Plum from episode 294. You just kind of see those threads where these really good people associate with good people, right? But in the move of serendipity, Charlie Plum is on the board of directors for the Boulder Crest Retreat, Ken Falk. So it's like, you know, you keep kind of running in the same circles and just meeting these incredible people. And John also introduced us to Lieutenant General retired Ben Freakley. His interview is 305 that's coming out in next week, I believe. But, you know, just really appreciative of John's support. You know, we've had a lot of communication back and forth with John on ways to help grow the audience. And he's just been a big cheerleader for us, and we appreciate that. Another one I want to highlight is Chris Diaz. He's a performance coach. We highlighted him in episode 226. Chris is out of Philadelphia, and he had introduced us to Kevin Carroll from 257. and Chris Malara from 292, who's running Neuroflow. Kevin Carroll is a performance coach, so it was great to get his thoughts as he leaves the Air Force as a personal trainer and makes it all the way up to the NBA and then to Nike and just doing incredible things. And, you know, then obviously Chris Molaro starting a tech company that is trying to find ways to capture the data from your system and help healthcare providers provide the right treatment as it just passively collects that data. Pretty cool stuff. And they've both been really enjoyable interviews, I know, for you, Justin. I've got two more here, and then I'll hand it over to Justin. But also want to thank Justine Evers, episode 92. She's the CEO of the Paradigm Switch. She introduced us to Lauren Grimshaw. We had Lauren Grimshaw on, who introduced us to Morgan Plummer from 272 with Defense Entrepreneurs Forum, Val Rivera, 286, with Take Back Work, and then Yolanda Clark from Powder River Industries for 301. That comes out right after this episode. So we've just gotten some really good intros from our past guests. And then Nick Gray from episode 178. Nick has been an advisor. He's kind of been a coach for us. He's always kind of paying us in ways, how can he help us? He wrote a blog post for us. He's always looking for ways that he can help us with our cause. So really very appreciative of all the alumni that have been on the show, but these are just some folks that have stood out to us.
I love that too, because I'm aware as you're reading all this that it's like the path isn't true for us as a podcast is true for so many guests about their own career search, where they meet someone who then knows someone else who knows someone else, and it kind of ping pongs around like a pinball bounces around until they find their job opportunity. It's, you know, there's no way either of us could have predicted with, you know, Justine in episode 92 that would, through this random tree, lead to like five or six other people. So it's just a great plus one for meeting people, having conversations, and these are just virtual coffee chats, but even these ones are leading to new and more opportunities, which is exciting to see.
Yeah, and a good mentor of mine used to tell me, it's not about who you know, it's who knows you. And it's so true. I mean, you know, you and I don't know Yolanda, but, you know, Justine knew of us, and then everything kind of comes together. So it's just, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'll share a couple listener success stories. Some of these are ones that we talk to people, and then I'll share some that you all submitted in our survey request. Natalie Oliverio, episode 279. We've had this a couple times where she was a listener to the show. She went from listener to Beyond the Uniform, to going to Bunker Labs events and then starting her own company and then coming back as a guest on the show to share about that. So the complete circle there. And it's exciting to think of the circles that are going on where people who listen to her interview who are going to be influenced, and who knows, maybe episode 400 will be featuring their story. We've got an upcoming interview with Tyler Johnston. He's at a company called Black and Veatch. He's been a long time listener, referred us to them through John Allen's interview in episode 155. Also Mitch Howie from episode 255. There was an Air Force veteran who reached out to Mitch for an informational interview. Mitch took the call with her, and they had her SJA interview back in early August. And so excited to see where that goes. Kathleen Dillon, who you probably hear about at the either intro or outro to every episode. She does all of our text transcripts. She's been doing that for over a year and a half now. She shared that, quote, my last couple years in the Coast Guard, I was stationed in Fort Dix, but lived in Philadelphia, so had an hour commute every morning and evening, randomly stumbled upon Beyond the Uniform and started listening to an episode every day during the commute. Hearing the veterans were finding success in literally every sector of business really opened my eyes up to the possibilities and resources that were available to me post-Coast Guard. And so excited about that one, because not only went from listener, but listener to major contributor who's brought even more listeners to the show, which is exciting. I'll let you chime in on the next one, Steve.
Yeah, sure. So I have to count myself in on this. Was listening to this show. Was really inspired by Seth Jordan's interview. I was going through my MBA program, had to write a paper on an entrepreneur. So I reached out to Seth immediately responded, spent an hour and a half on the phone with the guy. Just super, super motivational. And I feel like I'm just stealing Justin's Rolodex, because I reach out to almost every guest that I listen to, you know, before I join the team. And I've just had some really great mentorship from folks like Seth Jordan, John Senzel, Kill Anderson, Chris DeTarlo, and Mike Sorelli. So, you know, there's been more. I'm not trying to belittle those I didn't mention, but it's just been great really trying to build those friendships with these people.
That's awesome. Some of the responses we had from our survey in the newsletter a couple, maybe over a month ago. First is from Mark Wernig, and apologies across the board if I mispronounce your name. He said, I found inspiration and learned a few lessons about relationship management in hearing the stories of others as I've navigated a professional pivot into finance after 11 years of active duty. Thank you for what you do on behalf of the veteran community. Doug Nordman, who's from episode 81, Nords, not only one of the episodes that I think about the most, I reference Doug so often because I think his story of retiring from the military and living a very full, very aligned life after retirement, which is just a great role model. But Doug has also been really instrumental in giving back to Beyond the Uniform. I consider him an advisor as well. He's just really helped at crucial junctures in weighing in and always just kind of helping us stay the course. He wrote, Aloha, Justin, and congratulations on reaching 300 episodes. Very few podcasters can claim that milestone. I don't have any jaw-dropping or post-pounding success stories. I'm just continuing to enjoy more than 17 years of financial independence and military retirement. Our Hawaii lifestyle has grown to include months of global slow travel, as well as surfing and everything else we can handle. Our 4% safe withdrawal rate has succeeded far beyond expectations, and we've confirmed that our assets will last longer than us. Life is good, and I'll keep writing books and blog posts on military personal finance. Definitely check out 81 if that kind of gets you excited. And I think it's worth noting that almost all, or at least most of the books and blogs, as far as I know, that Doug writes, it's not for income. He donates all the proceeds, so it's a very altruistic motivation. Kevin, and Steve, help me on the pronunciation. Is it Bubles?
Bubles.
Okay, Bubles. So Kevin is one of the guys we'll get to in a little bit. He's just been really helpful, too, and just given us a ton of quality advice and guidance. He shared with us, when I started thinking about my transition, I figured I'd go into operations or project management because that's what I knew. After my first BTU episode, I realized I didn't know what I didn't know. I started to eagerly wait for every episode as I learned something new with each one. Frank Van Buren, number 39, his episode resonated with me because of our similar aviation backgrounds. I had just created my LinkedIn profile and figured I'd try to connect. Not only did he accept, but he offered to chat. We had an excellent conversation and continue to regularly engage with each other's content. Beyond the Uniform has opened my eyes to the endless opportunities post-military and made me feel confident about my transition. Thank you, Justin, Steve, and the rest of the team for all you do. The amount of lives you've changed is incredible. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And I do want to give a shout out there to Frank Van Buren. He was one of the first people I interviewed. He continues to give back to the show, and he is exceptionally generous. He's very, very senior in what he does and is, despite a crazy schedule, extremely generous in his time with the veteran community. So really appreciate that.
Go ahead. And, you know, I need to piggyback there too real quick, Justin, because I also had a call with Frank Van Buren a few weeks ago. So he's just someone that if you want to know more about what he's doing at Wells Fargo, he's happy to connect and he's happy to spend an hour with you. And then he's happy to pass you off to folks in his HR and his management who can help you answer your questions. So just a really good guy.
That's awesome. The next one was from Matthew Maxey, who shared, I have only been an intermittent listener of Beyond the Uniform, but each episode provides a valuable perspective for transitioning veterans in whatever stage they find themselves. As a recently separated Army officer, less than 1 year out, I found Natalie Oliviario's episode 279, found her comments helpful when she echoed the common feeling of being like a fish out of water and trying to find your way in the civilian world. She used the analogy of feeling like you were held back a couple of years in school, which really resonated with me because I never understood just how much my peers were learning and experiencing in their civilian career fields while I was in the Army, until I got out and felt a little outmatched by my fellow MBA classmates. Each episode teaches me that I have to strike a delicate balance between being confident with the skills and experience I possess, while also knowing that I need to always strive for excellence in different competencies that are more directly suited to a new career because my skills in those areas are underdeveloped. And I think, Steve, you've got an update on Matthew, too.
Yeah, so Matthew's starting his second year at the University of Texas McCombs School of Business, and we are trying to set up some sort of webinar panel in January where we're going to have, hopefully Matthew, if he accepts, no pressure, but to have a few folks on who are in their MBA program or just finished, and that way folks that are interested in applying, folks that maybe are on active duty or they want to pursue higher education, they can they can call in and they can see what it's really like to be a veteran just transitioning, going right back into the academia world. So, So Matt, wish you the best of luck with your second year of your MBA program. And Absolutely. We hope to hear more from you in January with that live webinar.
Absolutely. Next one came from Ryan Patnode, who has also kind of given advice along the way and a lot of great feedback. He wrote, first and foremost, the Beyond the Uniform podcast gave me the confidence and strength to maneuver through my transition from the Army. The stories your guests would share were the exact same stories and feelings I've been experiencing. The advice and virtual mentorship provided from BTU allowed me to focus on being the best at what I am doing now. Billy Hurley, number 280, and not continually worrying about work-life balance, Steve Cannon, episode 288, because if I am doing it right, those things will fall into place. I love that perspective, Ryan. I think you've got you're hitting the nail on the head there, and I think you've got an update for Ryan as well.
Yeah, so I met Ryan when Michael Quinn came to Redstone Arsenal, and he conducted his famous LinkedIn workshop. Ryan was in there. If you've attended the workshop, Michael Quinn forces you to talk to the people around you, forces you to connect. So met Ryan, we started chatting. He was in the midst of his transition. He heard about BTU from me, and long story short, he just retired after 20 plus years of service on 2 August, and he's moving to Dallas. He's going to take a job with Lockheed Martin working in their missile defense program down there. So well done, Ryan. It was really great meeting you, man, and we hope you stay on the train with us, even though you're already transitioned.
That's awesome. Last one from Chrissy Lim. He says, I just finished 10 years of active duty with the Army, and I'm starting my next career at McKinsey as an implementation associate next month. I first got interested in strategy consulting, and the top 3 firms during the webinar you hosted with the vets at BCG and Bain, as I recall, the McKinsey vet got stuck in traffic. That event got me excited about this potential new direction, and I'm very grateful. Thank you for what you do for the veteran community. Thank you, Chris. I love that story because I think we did that panel a couple of years ago, and it's something that we're going to try and start doing more of. As Steve already alluded to, we'll do a kind of freeform panel on graduate school and stuff like that. But I think those panels and those seminars can pack a punch in addition to the podcast. So awesome to see the impact there. Before I move on to thank you to our sponsors, anything to add on any of these, Steve?
I mean, just that we've probably missed, a ton that weren't here in the past month as we're trying to research for this episode. We just really appreciate feedback. I know you used to say you feel like you're talking and no one's listening. If we've helped in any way, we really appreciate those nuggets. It helps kind of keep us going.
Totally. Yeah. And for if we missed any of those stories, our intention is just to kind of be a representation of what's going on and clearly not everything. And so completely echo that sentiment of thank you for all the feedback we've gotten. I also want to thank our sponsors. So as you all know, it's 100% volunteer effort for Beyond the Uniform. We also committed recently to making sure that we do this for free for people in the military and veterans, that we never try to monetize our audience. And so as we thought about, like, you know, how do we subsidize the cost of the show? How do we keep this going and hopefully even expand it? We came up with a sponsorship model that is still getting off the ground, but, you know, thanks in large part to Steve, has really had a great start. And as a quick aside, you know, as we endeavor to keep this for free for our listeners, if you know of a company or you're part of a company that would benefit from exposure to our audience, we're trying to walk a tight balance of this tightrope walk between finding products and services that would benefit from our audience so that we can generate the money necessary to keep the lights on, while at the same time making sure that our message is pure, that we're giving advice that will help our audience. And so some of the companies that have been gracious to sponsor episodes and contribute to keeping Beyond the Uniform going are ADP, Amgen, Combined Insurance, Comcast NBC Universal, Forcepoint, Lockheed Martin, Palantir, Secure Components, the Socrates Group, Storybox, and Verizon. Thank you so much for your support. If you search at beyonduniform.org/podcasts for any of those company names, you'll find either the seminar or the episode that they sponsored.
Yeah, great. And you know, I just kind of want to dovetail off that. We've been thanking you throughout the episode, but thank you to our listeners. We've got some really ardent supporters. Most of those people Justin has recruited onto the team, you know, myself, Colleen, Andrew, and Rick, as well as Michael Cummings for all of our graphics work. Thank you all for all the help. It's, you know, it's been great being on the team with you. But two listeners really, really stand out to both of us that have just continued to help us stay the course. Really constructive feedback, great ideas. So first I'll start with Chris Pisani. He's active duty Navy, but I can't even quantify the number of emails he sent us with recommendations and suggestions.
Yep.
He was the one that recommended Jeffrey Roberts from 274, who's working at Spaceflight. There's a couple other interviews that we're trying to nail down and get scheduled that Chris has recommended, but man, Chris has just been a great sounding board and someone that we've gone to and said, hey, what do you think about this? So Chris, thank you, brother.
Absolutely, 100%.
And then Kevin Buball, again. Yeah. And then Kevin, again, KTIAMI text, emails, you know, I know him from our time to serve here in the Army, but I kind of turned him on to be on the uniform early in his transition and just feedback after every episode. Hey, do you know Justin had a gap here? You know, you should improve the videos this way. He's just been so constructive with his critiques and his feedback. He has for sure made us better. He's also been a linchpin in getting a few guests on the show. So Mark Mitchell from 225, who works in the Secretary of Defense, Chris Busnicki from 249, who works at Game Day Housing. So he was instrumental in making those introductions for us. And then obviously Mark Mitchell introduced us to Jared Shepard, 243 from Intelligent Wave. So Kevin just transitioned. He's starting his MBA program this week at the University of Minnesota. Hopefully hear from him in January as well. But Kevin, thank you for all the help and support. You have really helped to make us a better product. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Chris and Kevin. And I know there's many others and just, again, just trying to be representative here and just kind of giving a couple spotlights and shout outs. I just wanted to kind of end with some appreciations and gratitude, because I think that Beyond the Uniform is all about giving back and living to give. I wanted to thank you, Steve, again. I wanted to thank Andrew Woolridge, Rick Healy, Kathleen Dillon, Mike Cummings, all for helping, you know, just keeping this going. They're the voices behind the scene who you might not hear as often or see as often, but definitely they're the feet paddling furiously under the water, making sure things are going in the right direction. I also want to thank you, the listeners, because we wouldn't have a show without you, and I appreciate your listening, the feedback you provide, the reviews you've written, and I'm sure that the people you've told about Beyond the Uniform, and we will never even know about that, but the impact that has on us, we are very, very grateful for. And so maybe in spirit and keeping with the spirit of other episodes, Steve, I will give you the floor for the wrap up on any final thoughts or anything else you want to add before we complete episode 300 and start charging towards 400.
Sure. Yeah. So two things. So as we were talking, I was doing some research about how long the podcast stay around. And there's actually a term for this. It's called pod fade. So that's when a podcast just kind of ceases to exist. They stop putting out new content. And I found an interesting stat. Now, this is from 2017, but it says that only 25% of all podcasts put out new production of the 540,000 podcasts that they sampled. So if you inverse that, 75% of podcasts are no longer in production out of that 540,000 that they sampled. So it's a testament to you, Justin, for the idea. And if you're sticking with it, thank you to you for continuing to drive this mission. Thank you to Rebecca and Bodie for sharing your time. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank my wife and my kids for, you know, for allowing me to continually talk about this and bug them about this. And then, yeah, my wife's just been so supportive and said, look, you need to go do this. So, just really want to thank all the people in our personal lives that kind of stand behind us and help us do this.
I'll credit Kelly too, your wife Kelly, with being the impetus for our new swag line. So thank you, Kelly, for that too.
Thanks, Kel.
Awesome, Steve. Well, fun doing with this this with you. Hopefully, a couple co-hosted interviews like this in the future as well. And with that, we will see you all on Mondays and Thursdays with interviews with military veterans about their civilian career, and for occasional Saturdays for more casual riff on personal and professional life.